had helped Frank in his college work. He was in St. Joseph's College for 1 year before he went into seminary.
Shea, wasn't it?
Father Shea had helped him. He had gone up there on Saturdays for extra Latin and helped him in his work. So I said to him, well, I'll make up a nice box of candy for Father Shea and let you take it up to him this last time you go before Christmas, and for a little Christmas feast. So I made up the box of candy, and his grandmother gave him a $10 bill to put in the box of candy because Father would never take anything for helping him. So we made the package up and tied it up nicely with ribbon and fixed it for him to take when he went. Well, Anne was born that year on the 20th of December, so I was in the hospital for Christmas and came home for New Year's. And sometime after New Year's, maybe 2 or 3 weeks after New Year's, I was ironing one day, and suddenly something happened that sent me to a little place under the porch of the back kitchen where we had a door that went in there. And I went to look for something, and much to my surprise, when I opened the door, there was my beautiful box of candy. And I took it out and opened it. The candy was all there, but the $10 was gone. So, of course, when the young man came home, he was confronted with the box of candy. And what happened to the $10? Well, he spent it. But I always remember an old saying that Dr. Corrigan had. When we complained to him, one time of Frank doing these tricks of taking the money here and there and someplace else, he'd say to his father, "Do you give him spending money?" "Well, I give him $1 a week. $1 a week? What do you expect? Do you expect a fellow in college to get along on $1 a week? Why, you're crazy. Don't you know that he thinks that anything that's in the house is his as well as it's yours? You can't blame him for taking anything he can get his hands on, as far as money is concerned. If you're not going to give him a commensurate allowance, well, then he's going to take it, and he's going to feel justified in taking it. And I don't think you're a bit justified in punishing him for it." So that was the answer we got from Dr. Corrigan when we complained about Frank and him taking money. But, of course, you couldn't do that. I mean, you had him. You had to reprimand him and you had to punish him, but certainly there was something to the...
That encouraged Dad to give a little more allowance.
Oh, yes. That certainly showed you a different attitude towards money with children. They have to have some spending money. They've got to be trusted with some money, and they've got to be allowed to have so much a week to handle themselves, to care for themselves, and to use themselves. And if you don't give it to them, that is, if you can afford it and you don't give it to them, then they can work for some and have it. If they don't work for it and have it, well, then you may be surprised to find that they'll get it some way.